Good morning, church. I think we all begin to get a little understanding of what King Saul experienced when David came and played for him. And he played the harp. Music is very soothing, especially listening to what Yuri was playing just now. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for today. Once again, we have another day, another full day here on this earth. And Father, we are here in church today. We have songs to sing, testimonies to give, and a message to hear from your throne room. So Father, as we begin the service here today, Father, we want to be able to come to you now in spirit and in truth. And if there's anything that is inhibiting us from doing that, help us, Father, just to put that aside, to lay aside that weight, and just come to you in spirit and truth, and just worship you the way that you want us to. And now, Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you, O evil, a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. From your passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be wider, much wider than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but But by my Spirit, says the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord.
Amen.
Zechariah 4, 6, and 7.
They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on God's holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Holy mountain, blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm, sound the alarm.
Amen.
My Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross a Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine. Justified fully through Calvary's love, oh what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took up the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. when at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from His precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Amen.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Just like a blind man I wandered alone. Worries and cares I claim for my own. And like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Astray, straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Joy and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, was singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads.
Amen.
That's Isaiah 51:11.
Rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
Amen.
In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim, and from the depth of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me, from shades of night to plains of light. Oh, praise his name, he lifted me. He called me long before I heard, before my sinful heart was stirred. But when I took him at his word, forgive me, lifted me. From sinking sand, he lifted me, with tender hand, he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me. His brow was pierced with many a thorn, his hands by cruel nails were torn. When from my guilt and grief forlorn, in love he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand. Shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me. Now on a higher plane I dwell, and with my soul I notice well, yet how or why I cannot tell, he should have lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Verse 1 talks about, in loving kindness, not in anger did he lift us, but in loving kindness. From sinking sand he lifted me. With tender hand he lifted me. He's not, you know, angry looking down, just saying, you know, I'm going to pull you up and jerk you up. And no, it's tender. It's love on his part.
God and I go in the field together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows hue. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows here. He tells me of the years that went before me, when heavenly plans were made for me to be, when all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, first fruit and glory see. When all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, first fruit and glory see. My God and I will go for aye together. We'll walk and talk and just as good friends do. This earth will pass and with it common trifles, but God and I will go unendingly. This earth will pass and with it common trifles, but God and I will go unendingly.
Amen. You know, we have a future with God, not just here on this earth, but into eternity. But God and I, we will go unendingly. Amen?
Amen.
Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Sin a double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These were sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Bow I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Amen.
Can it be that I should gain and end? trust in the Savior's blood. Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace. Emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? No condemnation now I dread. I am my Lord's and he is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you. Oh, Lord, for using me. Thank you for having it your way. And I praise you and I thank you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day. Thank you, Lord, that greater love had no man than this, that the man laid down his life for his friends. Hallelujah. He says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, and that he died for all, that they that live will not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. And Lord, we thank and praise you. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst of us in such a mighty way. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for touching each and every person today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for a revival in this body of believers. In a revival of every heart, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Let it be victory in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let us walk uprightly. Let us do righteousness and speak truth in our heart. Let us not bite with our tongue, nor do evil to our neighbor, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, let it be unity in this body of believers. Hallelujah. Brethren, Paul said, by the mercies of Jesus Christ, let us all speak the same thing. Let it be no divisions among you, but let us be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Lord, we may be going through tribulations. We may be going through adversities and trials and temptations. And there is evil everywhere. Oh, hallelujah. Let us realize that the suffering of this day is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. And our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Paul said in Romans 5:3, he says, tribulation I glory my tribulations, knowing tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. And the trial of our faith is more precious than gold that perisheth. Though it be tried with fire, it will be found unto praise and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for the adversities. Thank you for the tribulations, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. And we know one thing, Lord, that you never fail us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You know what you're doing. And we know that you love us. And no matter what's happening in this body, no matter what's happening, we know, Lord, there is a breakthrough. We know, Lord, that there is a light on the other side of the tunnel. We know that you, oh Lord, that you have a purpose for everything that's happening. And, oh Lord, no matter what's happening, we are going to rejoice in the Lord, and we are going to glory in our God of our salvation. We are going to joy in the God of our salvation, and we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are our refuge and our strength and the present help in trouble. Hallelujah. You are the present help in trouble. Wherefore, we're not going to fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled. Hallelujah. And the mountains are shaken with the swelling thereof. We're not going to fear. And why should we fear when the Lord is on our side? Hallelujah. And what can we say to those things if God be for us? Who can be against us? Hallelujah. And Lord, we praise you and thank you for a day of victory, for a day of celebration, a day of excitement, O Lord. And we thank you that you have it your way. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for anointing the pastor as he would bring the message to us. We pray, O Lord, that you give him joy and peace in his heart, and freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as we're about to receive this offering, we thank you, Lord, that you said in your word, as every person, man and woman, purpose in their hearts, let them give, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you mean what you say in your word. You mean what you say, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We pray for the anointing for everyone that gives a testimony. We pray today in the name of Jesus. Anoint everyone, we pray in the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified with the testimonies today. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen.
Have you with us that are watching us. We are a webcast today. And right now at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, we're taking our Sunday morning offering. And I want to say this, you share with us in a worship service and in a preaching. Would you also share with us with an offering? If you write a check right now or after the service, maybe send us a gift via PayPal. It'd be appreciated. And that way you are fully participating in our church service here in Sacramento. May God bless you as you give. Praise the Lord and good morning to you. God is good. Amen. This is a Pentecostal church, so we can do a little bit what we feel the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And today, we're going to have a great thing happening here. We're going to have a deacon. It's going to be ordained today at the Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And I would like for, if you have your Bibles, I know you have, most of you have your Bibles with you, to turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3. That is 1 Timothy, the third chapter, and we're going to read the first 8 verses. That's 1 Timothy 3:8. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre. That's money. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to himself a good degree and great boldness in a faith which is in Christ Jesus. We're going to ordain a man here today that my wife and I met approximately 1978-79. I was on the radio at that time, and this man was a radio listener. And so we had the occasional meetings, he called and so on, and we were talking. And then in 1983, I resigned from Christian Life Ministers here in Carmichael Church, and we had to move all the equipment of EAUC. And this man simply came and said, I will help you out. It was a dramatic time, and he used his truck and helped us to move. He also opened up his office that he had in Rancho Cordova and gave us a room in that office. For 2 years, we had no church building, and that's where EAUC was housed for 2 years, from 1983, actually 84 to 85. And then eventually, the man came to the church, joined Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, was here for a few years, and decided that he was going to go and do something else. This man has suffered a lot of pain, a lot of grief. And you know, when you look upon someone, you don't know their background. But I would say this, that this man has suffered probably more than most people. And you know, we reap what we sow. And this man can simply say this, I know what it means to reap what I sow. And I also know what it means to get dished out for what I don't deserve. The man came back here about 2 years ago now. And I remember him sitting over where about Ray DeShin is sitting. And I hadn't seen him for that time, about 18 years. And I stood there and preached, and I said, well, you know, it looks like him. It sounds like him. It can't be. But it sure was. Joe DiCarlo. And when Joe came back, we prayed. There were some deliverances. And he was not sure what he was going to do. And I asked him, I said, would you think about being a missionary. I said we just have started webcasting, and we need someone back there in addition to what we have to help us out. And Joe said, well, you know, it's a long way to drive from Shinga Springs and down here, particularly, you know, when you got the gas prices. I said, Joe, if God had called you to Zimbabwe, it would have been a long drive for you. He's only calling you to Sacramento. So Joe prayed, and he came. He's here Wednesday night to practice with the camera crew back there. He's here on Thursday night. We have Bible study. He's here on Sundays. He's also joined our team of deliverance. And I've known Joe now for about 20 years. And there's one thing about him. You know, now people say, why do you put so much butter on him? Well, let me tell you this. There's one thing that you and I can take credit for, and that is our will. When you say, I will, or I will do this for Jesus, we can get credit for that. Because we have a free will. And we don't have to serve God. Joe has chosen to serve God. And if you read about Timothy, what Paul writes and so on, you know, many times we criticize people. We tell about the bad things. But I think it's also time to talk about the good things that people do as they are serving God. So it is a great joy that we can ordain Joe here today. Now, we have not rehearsed with him. He's sitting back there, doesn't quite know what happened. I just told him to be nice dressed. That's all he knew. He's always nice dressed, but I say a little extra. So, you know, Joe, this is going to be on video. And I would like to have your mother on this video. Would you come up at this time and bring your mother up here? And also, my elders, would you come up at this time and stand up here with us? Now, Mrs. DiCarlo has been very ill for some time, and it is a miracle she's here with us today. Just bring her right up. And there's one other thing that I want to share here with you, and it's simply this, that a few years ago, Joe's dad died. And Joe simply told his dad, before he died, I will take care of my mother. And this is another thing, you know, that you don't see too much today is culture. But Joe and his wife, Teresa, have taken in Mrs. DiCarlo, and they are staying with them. So, Mrs. DiCarlo, would you like to say something about your boy?
He's wonderful.
Come close here. Come close here. Yeah. Okay, as a mother, what do you think about your boy?
I think that he's a very good example of what you can do for others.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, you can have her come down. Have a good day. Well, I think it's great to have her on the video. There'll be a memory for Joe and Teresa for years to come. So go come up here, Joe, and before we ordain you, you want a couple of words you want to say?
Well, anybody who knows me knows, as I email with you or talk with you, and if you've know any of my background, you know that I came a circuitous route to being a Christian. When Christ found me, I had already been dragged through some isms out there that were non-Christian, and I've found that in serving people in this church, in the ministry that John has given me the opportunity to serve, I've been able to learn the difference between being a pleaser of men and a pleaser of God. And there's a big difference. And there's somebody who recently said something that stuck with me that was profound, and it reflected how I feel about how we interact with one another in church bodies. And it was in the essentials, unity. In the non-essentials, liberty. In all things, love. And that's what I had to say today.
Okay. Amen. You know, the scripture says that the deacon should be the husband of one wife. And let me address that. At the time of Christ and of the apostles, most of the people had more than one wife. And so this does not apply to someone. A lot of people say, well, it applies to someone that's divorced. But if you look upon the context, it doesn't say that you got to be cannot be of a person divorced. It says of one wife. And it simply means one woman that you're married to. So I want to qualify that. So at this time, we're going to ask Joe to kneel here. And if you would stand over here. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you right now. That, Lord, after more than 20 some odd years, we can today ordain Joe DiCarlo as a deacon of Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. I pray a blessing upon you right now, Father God. Father, you know that this man has been to hell and back. But Lord, he stood the test. He's taking care of his mother. He's taking care of his wife, Lord. And Father, has helped a lot of people. And I thank you right now that the same anointing that was on the early deacons in the book of Acts will come upon Joe here right now. Thank you, Father, for ministering to him right now. That, Lord, whatever he touches, it shall be anointed. Heal his body. Heal everything in him that's broken, Father God. And give him health and strength for years to come. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I want to lift up Joe, my brother, who I met a couple years ago. And I've gotten to know a little bit through that time, Lord. And I thank you for the friendship that I've developed with him, Lord, and in the time that we've spent talking about different things, Lord, and I am respectful of his ability to discern the word and his discernment in life, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for blessing him in every way, Lord, spiritually, financially, that you would just pour it out upon him. And also, Lord, I thank you that you brought this man whom we prayed for as a church to bring in some men into our body that would be solid. And so he is an answer to prayer, Lord, and I thank you for bringing him to be part of this team. To work in your vineyard, Lord. And it is a team. It is a team effort, Lord. The enemy has his team, and they're working hard. And you have your team, and we're working hard. So I thank you, Father, for bringing him as a member of our team. And I ask, Lord, that you would also bless his home, bless his wife, bless his mother, Lord, and bless everything that he puts his hand to. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Brother Joe, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the mighty work you've done in his life. We thank you, Lord, for leading him unto greener and greener pastures. Thank you, Father, for using him in this church, O Lord, in a mighty way, O Lord. O Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for many blessings, O Lord, in his life. For the things that you have in store for him, Lord. Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We pray right now, let his delight be in the law of the Lord and in his law to meditate day and night, that he might be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf won't wither, and anything he will do shall prosper. And we want to thank you, Lord. We pray that prayer for him, Lord, that anything he will do shall prosper. We pray for a breakthrough in his finances, a mighty breakthrough, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he will prosper and be of health, just as his soul prospers. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory. Thank you for blessing him spiritually and leading him, O Lord, from blessing to blessing and from victory to victory. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. We are honored to pray for him, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for his office that he has taken, Lord. And Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father, when it comes to Joe being here today, it is not a light thing to be ordained a deacon in the church. There's a certain responsibility that goes with it. And Father, you know that it's not like he's just beginning things today, but he's simply continuing in the good work that he's already begun. And so, Father, in the years to come, Father, we just simply ask that you will use Joe mightily for your kingdom and whatever task that you put him to, that you have called him to be this, into this position. So, Father, we know that there is no task that you will simply set before him that he will not be able to do or to overcome. And so, Father, we just know that, except that you're being with us and helping us and pushing us along, it's in vain. And so, Father, we just ask that that you would help Joe to remember that, that except the Lord builds the house, the labor builds it in vain. And so, Father, we just thank you now that he will be able to have great rewards when he passes over into the other side of things that he has done for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Joe, come on up here and get the certificate. Give you a hug first.
Okay.
Love you. Okay. So this will hang on a wall, and this is for you to take home and have on the wall in your house. So when people come in, you can simply point up to that and say, "Now you behave." God bless you. Okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a international prayer time, actually testimony time today. We're not going to take local testimonies today. Because we have some testimony. We had, first of all, we had the ordination here. And I'm going to ask the people that normally come up here to help us to pray, if you will come up this time. And we will hand out the different things and have things read that needs to be read. So let me just say this to you, that we have our Bible study. It's going to begin next Thursday night, again at 7:30. And it's going to be 7:30 in and 8:30 out. So it's going to be one of these, smack right on, in and out. Bible study. No frills. This has been a bad week for the third world nations. The price of oil ended up at 76.49 per barrel. But what really hurt the poor is the price of food that's been skyrocketing. Look at these prices as of September 25th, 2010. Corn, $521.75 for 100 bushels. Soybeans, $1,126 for 100 bushels. Wheat, $720. Cocoa, $2,794 for 100 bushels. Now look at these low prices of the toxins that the world going to want people to consume. Coffee, $180.60 per 100 bushels. $180. Sugar, $25.44 for 100 bushels. Due to drought and fires, the Russian government has suspended all grain sales from Russia. Grain elevator operators in the U.S. and some other nations are holding back their supplies, despite a bumper crop this year, in order to drive up the price further. Unless God intervenes and drives down the prices, millions of people will starve this winter. So we need to pray for that. But now we're going to have some special testimony time here. And I'm going to ask Thomas, if you would read this letter from Germany. This is a testimony from Raymond and Gina.
Okay, it says, Dear Pastor John, sorry, but we are under a very heavy load of different things we have to care for, so we barely get the time to do anything besides that. So writing private emails has therefore moved far down the priority list. There is first of all Gina's grandmother, who has turned 102 years old now in August and is getting worse and worse in her dementia. Gina has been appointed as her custodian by the court, and now she has to care for everything and also reporting regularly to the court. This takes very much time and strength. She has now to communicate with banking houses and real estate firms for part of the property of her grandmother has to be sold as soon as possible for her money has run out, and more money is needed to pay the nurse and everything else concerning the care for her. We have now decided to also search for a place in a nursing home and to put grandmother there as soon as we find one, for this is causing far too much stress for us and is taking a toll on our nerves and family life. The second thing is that there are more and more people contacting us via the website, and we both are constantly ministering to people either via email or phone. There is barely a day going by without a new challenge in this area. Most people are very thankful, and we do have... Most people are very thankful, and we had a lot of cases in which we really could help. We love this work, but combined with all the duties concerning grandmother and the normal business at work here at home, it is very consuming. Second email. Dear Pastor John, I am sorry that you had to wait so long for my answer, but we are busy to the max. Last week on September 9th, Raymond and I had our 10th wedding anniversary, and tomorrow on September 16th, it is Sophia's 9th birthday. Yes, you may read excerpts from what I wrote to the congregation. It is nothing in there that cannot be read, so you decide which parts are interesting for the people. Raymond also gave me some additional information to give you. The number of visitors to our German website is rising rapidly. We have some statistics about it, and says that there were never, he has some statistics about it and says that there never was such a rise like there is now. If it continues like this, it will not be long, and we need people who can help us. It is also interesting to note that we obviously have heard the right impressions from the Holy Ghost as to what articles to choose and put on the website, in addition to the material that comes from you. One example, 2 years ago, I was moved to translate some reflective short stories with Christian background, and we put them on the website. Raymond says that right from the beginning, this was and still is the page that is visited the most of all. There are obviously countless people who use Google and other search engines and type in reflective short stories, of course in German. And if they do so, EAEC Germany is the first page listed on Google. Most people read or download the short stories and then go on to explore also the other articles we offer. Many of them come back over and over again and read almost everything. Another example, I am always alert to what is hip among young people. So a while ago, I translated an excellent article about Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga? Okay. She's hip among young people. Okay. All right. I just found out who she was not too long ago. Okay. Now Raymond has seen that one person coming from a Lady Gaga fan page has put a link to our article on the bulletin board on this site, and now the people there are discussing about it, and many go over to EAEC and read the original article and also other articles, including the Salvation page. I bet Lady Gaga wasn't expecting that. That's my own right there. Okay, Raymond has read on this bulletin board that there were people who wrote that they liked the music of Lady Gaga but always had some strange feeling accompanying it. They wrote, "Now I know why I had this strange feeling." So for some people, this may be the way to begin to think and get awakened to some truth. These are only two examples, but there are more. So the truth is working. Yours in Christ, Gina.
I'll let you read and pray for that thing. And then we're going to have one more right here. And this, I'm going to have Carol, if you would come and read this here. This is from Michelle Gilman. If you want to read her entire testimony in the bookstore, we have the 2004 Dove. And we had a fictitious name when she wrote it, but that's her testimony. So if you would read this here to us from Michelle Gilman, that is from South San Francisco, California.
Dear, she says, "Dear EAEC, I discovered a great way for me to clean house and to get rid of uninvited guests. Anger, doubt, suspicion, bickering, discord, scorn, division, misunderstandings, disagreements, disrespect, unforgiveness, corrupt communications, lying, verbal abuse, etc., etc. Those are the uninvited guests. Flesh and human nature. My solution, I sing them away. The more I sing, the more the Holy Spirit fills the home. I've done this for a few years, but one day I noticed something as I turned the key to enter into my home. He runs to me. This is how I explain the experience. The best way I am able to express or share what happened. As soon as I enter the room, I hear singing and praises, not nonstop. Wow, this has happened so many times. A few times I forgot, but I remember the first time I noticed this. I opened my door to get in human terms, And in human terms, they were like little pets or little whatever you left at home, jumping and clapping to welcome me and to greet my arrival as I entered my sanctuary, which is what I call my home. This sanctuary is where I go every night when I come home exhausted from work around 11:30 p.m. to midnight. Before I go to bed, I take out my guitar and sing praises to God in the dark, usually. This is my daily worship time. The duration depends on how much I can do before I can't humanly go on. Then I am asleep until the Holy Spirit wakes me up about 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. The time fluctuates. Then I begin my prayer, spiritual warfare. I always pray for my church family, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. Then I continue on with my Bible reading for the day before I get out of bed in the morning. Oh, if uninvited guests enter, I kick them out after I repent. Then I fill my sanctuary with praises, and I literally feel the presence of God and the peace of God in the room and home. The more I sing and praise, the greater I can sense the presence of the Holy Spirit in the room. So heavy. I don't want to say anything or move. It's astounding. I serve a living God. And he lives inside me. I know it because I am able now to do things I was incapable of in the past before I was born again. Thank you to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church and EAC and all who were so instrumental in my spiritual growth. All along, everyone is so patient and kind with me and to me. You were undergirding me spiritually in my baby steps and walk, guiding my spiritual growth with the weekly sermons, the work you've written researches and sent, the newsletters and other publications, and physical context. It has shaped me into what I am today, and I am still changing. I know I am a new creature, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Please do not be offended if a name is not listed. It is not intentional, but I wish to thank these people who were instrumental in shaping my spiritual growth so far. Pastor John, Ina, Charles, Lois Amaker, Pamela Conlon, Carol West, Peter, Monica, Joshua, Joanne, Soteris, Mary, Natalia and her parents, Michael Moore, Karen, and Shireen. I am sure there are others, but those are the names I remember. All of you have the love of God permeating your lives. Please remember, even if you are unnamed, your actions affect the people in some way around you, either to be closer to God or your actions could repel them. Just the times I've come in contact, your life or action in some way inspired me to be closer to the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rich blessings, Michelle Gilman.
When she came to our ministry, she was a total broken woman. And if you haven't read her story, pick up a 2004 Dove and in a bookstore. Ken West will be there after the service, and you can take it home. It's about 15 pages of testimony. I've got a short one here from Germany. This is from Peter Moores. He's a British living in Germany, married to a German wife. About a month and a half ago, he went to Belgium to our ministry team there, was delivered. And this is what he says. Hello to you all. Greetings from Germany. It really hurts to find out that it is true how my life has been in the past. What hurts is to have to admit that I was a fake. All Christians need to examine themselves to see what we have done wrong. I had to see what was wrong with me. Praise the Lord for the mighty two-edged sword that cuts out the phony baloney and turns defeat and despair into victorious living testimony. I myself can do nothing right because I do not know what is right. But I can learn, and then no matter what the situation is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We are all living testimonies. Thank you for all for your prayers and faith. God bless you. And this is Peter Moores from Germany. So if you want to pray for him, and then we're going to have, I'm going to have you pray for our oil minister. The oil minister is sick. And you didn't even check in with me to ask if you could be sick. So pray for Michael Burns. And we got a prayer request here. This is from, pray for Carol Morrisett's two daughters, Cheyenne and Bianca. They are living with Carol's mother, their grandmother, at the time when the grandmother died in June this year. In New York, there is a law called succession right. It rules that if someone is living with a close relative who had died, the lease can be transferred to the living relatives. But the landlord, B. Elishius, and the lawyer Ginsburg are trying to evict them so they can raise the rent with new tenants. There will be a court appearance on October 12th at 9:30 a.m. She has requested the prayer warriors in RLJ Church to join her in obtaining the victory for her daughters. So, would you pray for that? And let me just say this. If you are here today And if you possible can do anything financially, we have about 4 days left to go before the rent has to come in, and we are short. So if you're here today, you can give some extra, then write a check, give cash. Ken West is going to be in a bookstore. He's taking over the bookstore right now. And so just go and give him the check, and he will then take it to the treasurer that will take care of it. So these are prayer requests that we have here today. And so I'm going to ask you get started, and then I pray for these myself.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your Holy Spirit and the way he is working with Michelle Gilman. We know how she longs to be with us here in person, but she lives far away and she cannot come. And so we just pray that she would be able to find a way to come here more often. She comes once in a while. And we know her heart is with us, and she listens to the CDs all the time. And she is a part of our church. But we thank you very much for the way the Holy Spirit has worked with her, causing her to grow and learn things, and especially for the victory that he has given her through praise. We thank you that she does have a wonderful singing voice, and that your praise can be well expressed through her singing. And we thank you for what you're doing in her, and we pray that you would continue to increase that growth in Jesus' name.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and we thank you for the letters that we got in from those that are abroad, and from Raymond and Gina in Germany. And we also are glad to hear that their daughter Sophia had her 9th birthday, and so we want to wish her happy birthday. And Lord, we thank you that the website that they're taking care of in Germany is doing so well. We ask your blessing upon them for taking on that major task. And Lord, we thank you for just pouring it out upon them. And then also, Lord, they need some time just to sit still for a while. And you know, sometimes we can be so busy, it's just too much. So we ask you, Lord, that they will be able to have a little free time, and a little time just to sit down and enjoy, a little time to smell the roses, Lord. So we thank you for that. We ask you that you would just pour out upon them mightily and give them all their needs, and then overtake them with blessings also, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Peter Moore. We thank you, Lord, for the word that he wrote to us. We thank you for the, O Lord, the growth, and realizing, O Lord, that he can do nothing without you. Thank you for the humbleness in his heart. Thank you for everything, O Lord, that you're doing, and we pray, O Lord, that you continue working in this man's life, keeping him always humble, meek, and lowly in the heart, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for spiritual renewal. Thank you, Lord, for let all the gifts operate in this man's life, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And use him, we pray, Lord, in such a mighty way that it will be a light in the darkness. And we thank you, Lord, for unity in the home. Thank you, O Lord, for everything that you are going to do in this man's life and all the things that you've done. Thank you for his deliverance, and thank you, Lord, for leading him from victory to victory, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you, Lord, for the brother, Lord, for what you have done and what you are going to do. And we give praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we lift up these two women, Cheyenne and Bianca, as they have decided that they want to continue staying in their grandmother's apartment or whatever it is that they are. And Father, evidently they have a legal right to do so if they choose to exercise that right. But Father, we also know that in this world, there's people that try to make might and have it be right. and they throw money at it. And so, Father, when it comes to this landlord and his lawyer and what they're trying to do, Father, I just ask that you would just shut them down in this, that you would give these two women favor with this judge, that when they go to stand there, that he will see right through what this landlord's plan is, and that they will be able to have a place to stay at a fair price until they choose to leave, not because that they were evicted. And so, Father, we just ask that you would give them favor in this when they meet this judge, and that this, basically this evil work, would simply come to nothing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up our brother Michael Burns to you. Lord, we miss him when he isn't here, and his wife Jane. And we're sorry that they couldn't be with us, but we know that they're probably with us by webcasting, and we're glad for that. And Father God, we just I don't know exactly what's wrong with Michael, but you do, Lord. Father, we ask you to detox his body, to strengthen his immune system, and to raise him up in full strength, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. And because he isn't here to pray for the oil prices, I guess I better do that too. And Lord, we do. We ask you to come against those speculators, against the evil ways that they have of doing things. We ask you to block them and to cause the prices to become lower and lower until they reach what you want them to be. In the name of Jesus, and thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Diane Cayley to you this morning. Father God, she's been ill. We pray and we thank you that you are healing her. We thank you, Father God, when Bobby's going to go back home, Lord, that she be just meeting me at the door and saying, "The Holy Ghost, touch me." So thank you, Father God. We command every spirit of infirmity to leave that body right now. Every spirit of grief and sorrow. After the memorial service yesterday, so many deaths in her family, we command the spirit of grief to leave her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for joy that will come in, Lord, and fill her heart. We also lift up Michael Blair to you, Father God. We will continue to pray for him. That, Father God, you will continue to heal his body. That, Lord, Satan should not be able to do anything. And in the name of Jesus, publicly now, I'm going to break every curse that Freemasons has spoken against this man. As he was a pastor in a church where the Freemasons were running it and aboard. We destroy their words. We destroy everything they said. And it shall have no effect on Michael and his family. And we thank you, Father God, for your Holy Ghost coming down upon him right now. For the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. And heal every cell broken there. And heal his soul, Father God. And give him joy unspeakable. And we thank you now, Father God, you have answered our prayers here today to be spoken. And we give you great praise now, in Jesus' name. And those that agreed said, amen. You may be seated.